Tell me a little bit about your life growing up. Where are you from? Do you have any siblings? And have you always had an interest in literature?
Okay, I was born in Alexandria, which is part of Northern Virginia now. It used to be a separate place, but it's all morphed into one big lump up there now. I have one sister who's 2 years older than me, and reading her Nancy Drew books is how I got started in reading.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I switched over to Hardy Boys, and, although I always preferred Nancy Drew.
Mm.
I think they're a little better written.
Uh-huh.
Book-wise, I went from them into science fiction and a variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what the rest of the question was.
No, no, your answer.
Yeah.
Is this a family-owned business, or?
Well, it's just me. I mean, I'm married, but my wife never comes in here, because, I mean, we also board horses at home. That's kind of her thing.
Okay.
That's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
Although I help her, but she doesn't help me. In fact, I have so many books that I tend to take boxes and boxes and boxes of them home.
Oh, really?
And sometimes they'll end up in parts of the house where
it's
not appreciated, like the dining room right now. It's kind of packed and full. with Thanksgiving fast approaching, that's going to be a problem in a very short time. So.
And how long have you worked here?
Well, in 1978 is when I took over the store. It was an existing store. It started in 1976, a block from here.
Oh, okay.
And a JMU student had opened it with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe as a class project, almost, because when he graduated, he was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I just walked in, because I would, you know, go in the store and shop on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me if I wanted to buy the store. So, of course, I just laughed in her face, because, you know, such a thought had never occurred to me.
Right.
And then 4 months later, situation in my life had changed, and I walked back in and said, okay, I'll buy it.
Oh, my gosh.
But I had no business experience, you know. I was a special ed major, and I taught school 1 year.
Oh, okay.
But as far as running a business, I knew pretty much squat.
Right.
Except how to...
Is it difficult to manage it yourself?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very, very time-consuming, and I do have people that can help me when I get in a bind. But no, I wouldn't say it's that difficult.
Yeah.
Of course, I've been doing it for almost 40 years now, so it's a pretty old hat.
And how do you get these books on the shelves?
Well, we used to be mostly new books, and I would just order them from the publishers and the distributors.
So do you kind of just have to, guess what you think will be popular?
Pretty much. I mean, the publishers push, you know, certain titles every month.
Gotcha.
But yeah, over the years, I got a feel for what people wanted.
Yeah.
But I don't even carry new books anymore. We're all used now.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't have as much control over what's on the shelves, because basically what's on the shelves is what people bring in.
Okay.
And I buy everything that comes in now.
Oh, okay. Do you find that, certain genres are more popular among others?
Westerns, yeah. Romances, Stephen King.
Yeah. Do people usually come in, just browsing, or do they have, a specific book that they're looking for?
It depends, a lot of people come in, ask for one title, and walk right back out.
Okay.
And other people just wander in and spend 2 hours and come up with an armload of, disparate titles.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of regular customers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, and having been here so long, a lot of return business.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still people, who walk by every day and say, oh, look, a bookstore. Or, I didn't know that was a bookstore. Or, so.
Uh-huh. Do you own, a Kindle or anything like that? Or are you just, solely paper books?
I'm pretty low-tech. I don't have a cash register.
Oh, okay.
I don't even take credit cards.
Oh, wow.
I have a computer back here.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't have any speakers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a telephone, which isn't rotary, but it was up until a few years ago.
Yeah.
But now I don't have a Kindle. In fact, I don't read that much anymore. I go home and, I mean, every chair in our house, you just reach over and there's a stack of books.
Yeah.
But I'll read 10, 15 minutes and I'm sound asleep.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the same with television. I mean, it'd be the most exciting show ever put on screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I can fall asleep right in the middle of it. So.
Yeah. Would you, like, back to earlier when I was asking if people come in here looking for a specific book, mm-hmm. would you be able to, like, pinpoint it among everything?
Well, some of these areas, like all those books over there, I haven't even gone through.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't, you know, if somebody says, do you have such and such a book, I would kind of know if I had already processed it.
General area.
Yeah. And I can most of the time find them, yeah.
Yeah. But so do you think working here has impacted your life, like, outside of the store? Like, do you think it's helped with your organizational skills, communication skills, anything like that?
Well, I have no life outside of the store, except communicating with the horses.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's helped with that or not. And communicating with my wife, which has always been kind of dicey, but I don't know that it's helped that.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. I am in here. I'm either here or at home.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, there's all these new restaurants downtown, and people come in and say, oh, what restaurant do you recommend? And I haven't been to any of them, so I just make something up. And
really?
Say, oh, I hear the sushi's really good across the street.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So if you didn't work here, what other job could you see yourself having? I know you said you were a teacher.
Yeah, I am supposed to be a school teacher. And now I joke with people that, I'm so obsolete that I probably wouldn't even be able to get the reader at Walmart job. You know, any job with computer skills, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
And any job I get now, my boss would be your age, you know, and I think I'd probably have trouble taking orders from, you know, somebody saying, you did that wrong, do it again. And I'm like, what? I'm an old man, leave me alone. So, I think this is pretty much it. I mean, people come in and say, oh, you haven't retired yet? And I'm thinking, well, maybe I have retired. I'm just not aware of it yet.
Yeah.
I'm just still coming to work.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow, so you do everything by hand? Calculator? And
Yeah.
Do you have a set price, like, for all of the books, or do you individually price each one?
It's gotten a little more that way. Some of the stacks of hardcover are $2.99 each. But most of the books in here are individually stamped.
Oh, okay.
And then priced on top.
Wow.
These are free.
So you go through each one?
Yeah. That's what I've been was doing when I came in, going through all these vampire.
Yeah, describe the process of, like, going through all of them.
These vampire romance novels.
Yeah.
I'd look at them, and if they're ratty, like this one's been in the tub briefly, you know, I just make sure all the pages are there and put them out for free. But we try not to throw any books away.
Okay.
Unless there are pages missing or chipped it in between the pages. I have stacks that I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
And I also have a space problem. The shelves were built for mass market paperbacks, which are little pocket-sized books.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm just used books, I'm taking everything that comes in, including hardcover, which eat up the space pretty fast.
Yeah. Would you say the number of people who go to bookstores has increased, decreased, or remained the same compared to, say, 10 years ago?
For here, it's probably remained roughly the same.
Yeah.
I have people walk by and they'll say, oh, look, a bookstore.
Yeah.
Or I love bookstores, and then they just keep walking. So, I don't know, but I have a lot of people that come in.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any type of, like, advertising, or is it just people basically
pretty much
know?
No. I mean, not radio or TV or anything like that. I mean, the free books are a good way to advertise, and that's why I make sure I have my name in all of them.
Oh, okay.
Because, somebody's reading a book and say, oh, this is a really good book, I wonder where it came from,
trace it back, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have free books out here?
Yeah, well, these are dollar books, so that's
that
pricey stuff, right. Outside the door, but all those across the way there are free.
Oh. And how do you decide which ones are dollar books and free books?
Well, it's gotten to the point where if they're really big and take up a lot of space, then they're a dollar.
Yeah.
If they're small and I can find room for them, then they might be a little pricier.
Yeah. So you enjoy working here? It's been good.
Yeah, I'm lucky that way. I mean,
mm-hmm.
So many people have jobs they hate.
Yeah, that's very true.
And it's almost like not having a job. I don't have a boss. So.
Mm-hmm. You work for yourself. That's nice.
Yeah.
Do people ask you for book recommendations often?
That just happened about an hour ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you, like, go about assessing what they would enjoy?
In all honesty, I hate that question.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know what book to pick out for myself.
Yeah.
You know? but, you know, I usually ask the person, well, what's the last book you read that you liked?
Uh-huh.
You know, you kind of go from there. And this guy had read tons of books, and he ended up buying one of these romance, the vampire romance novels.
Oh, really?
Which surprised me, because
yeah.
Who would want to read
them? I wasn't expecting him to choose that.
So, yeah, I do get that question a lot. What do I want to do next? I don't know.
Trying to figure out what you want to do. Do you have a best or worst experience working here?
Shoplifting.
I didn't think about that.
Creeps me out, or galls me, because I mean, I give stuff away.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but with a probation officer behind me in the jail over there, you know, it's kind of like, once in a while you get people that, you know, play fast and loose with the,
yeah.
with the law.
But you can usually catch it?
Usually afterwards.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, the last thing, somebody got a bunch of trading cards, you know, and they're 25 cents each. That's
yeah.
a big deal. But it's still just, you know.
Still, yeah, but it says it itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst. I mean, yeah, but, you know, the good experience. I mean, every day somebody comes in and says, oh, thanks for the free book. Or,
mm-hmm.
We're glad you're here. You know, where people bring books and give them to me and say, well, here, you know, we got some books. A couple months ago, so here you can give these away now.
Yeah.
So,
have you noticed any trends on when people buy? Like, are you typically busier a certain month or season?
No.
Yeah.
I had new stuff, you know, Christmas obviously was.
Oh, yeah.
I'd carry calendars and things like that.
Oh, okay.
But now, when the weather gets really cold, things kind of slow down.
Yeah, is it all books, or do you sell other things,
too?
I heard you mentioned playing cards and calendars.
Yeah, I have movies and CDs and a lot of cards, postcards, greeting cards.
But people typically come in for books, you'd say?
Some people come in specifically for the cards and have never bought a book.
Oh.
You know, I have tons of comic books. I have a lot of comic book customers that pretty much specifically buy comics.
Mm.
Some people come looking for VHS tapes only.
Oh, wow.
Never bought a book or a card. So it depends. I mean, I'm always surprised when somebody comes up with, you know, four or five things from, like, a book, a movie, a card.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Somebody actually shopped the whole store and wanted stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to get other stuff just to keep afloat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when I started out, you know, I thought I'd carry all literature books and, you know, all the good books.
Yeah.
You know, over the, you know, now 40 years later, I've sold so many Harlequin romances, I could drown. And
when people come in, how long would you say they, like, stay on average? It just depends. Like, some people, it's quick in and out, and others.
Come in with one question and, you know, 20 seconds. I've had people look at the cards for 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's enough of them over there. I mean, you could spend a couple days going through all the cards.
Yeah.
So it varies.
Uh-huh. So if you could do it over again, like working here, would you choose
same
path?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed teaching school.
And you taught special ed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was a special ed major. The class I taught were behavior problems in a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade class.
Oh, wow.
They took all the bad kids out of the normal classes and put them in our class.
Yeah.
So, you know, I only had like 15 students, but I had a 16-year-old 6th grader who was taller than me.
Oh, wow.
So, it was...
Yeah, a very different setting working here. It's a change.
Right. Yeah, slightly different.
Yeah.
But that was a federally funded program, and the funds ran out. It was a 3-year program, and I was in on the 3rd year.
Oh.
So, I would have probably still be teaching if that hadn't happened.
Yeah.
And then a buddy of mine came through town when that job ended. And it was right after I'd been into the bookstore, and a woman said, "You want to buy it?" And I'd laugh in her face. And we went to North Carolina because he was going to buy a record store and wanted me to run it.
Oh, wow.
And the guy that had the record store decided not to sell. So,
oh.
You know, 4 months
later. Did he want to get in on this?
No, he had no interest in books.
Yeah.
He's a sports information director at some college now.
Mm-hmm.
He was working for the ACC. I haven't seen him in a long time. I should I should Google him. My one computer skill. So yeah, I probably should begin.
Yeah. I think that's all I have for you.
All right.
Yeah, we're good. Well, thank you so much.
Sure.